Chiefs reign supreme. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Kansas City Chiefs winning Super Bowl 57 Sunday in thrilling fashion. Harrison Butker kicking the 27-yard game-winning field goal with just 8 seconds left to play.
For the lead.
Sound courtesy of Fox Sports. The Chiefs defeating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes throwing 3 touchdowns in the game and was named Super Bowl MVP. After the game, Eagles fans gathering the streets of Philadelphia where they yelled obscenities and climbed poles under a heavy police presence. U.S. forces shooting down an unidentified object hovering over Lake Huron Sunday, the fourth such incident in 8 days.
They're passed in proximity to sensitive DOD sites, and the altitude that they were flying could be a hazard to civilian aviation and thus raise concerns.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Melissa Dalton. Recovery efforts still taking place following last Monday's 2 earthquakes in Turkey and neighboring Syria. Fox's Greg Palcott reports.
The charge made shoddy construction and local corruption led to unnecessary deaths. Turkish officials detained 134 suspects. Small consolation to relatives of victims, including Bashir Ginji, who lost his brother and his brother's family.
Are you angry? Are you mad?
Very, I'm angry, but it's the don't mean for my family because they are died.
There is enough blame to go around here. The national government is also faulted.
The death toll has now passed 33,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
2 years ago, Texas was hit with an unusually cold storm. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on what's taken place since that time.
Earlier this month, an ice storm left tens of thousands of people, mostly in Austin, without power, some for days. But the outages were mostly caused by downed trees and downed lines, not systemic problems with the state's grid, which was the problem 2 years ago. More than 200 people were killed when temperatures plummeted into the single digits, and power was out for millions, in some cases for days. Investigations revealed the problem was frozen equipment and low fuel supply. The Public Utilities Commission enacted new weatherization standards, among other things, and last month adopted a new plan meant to incentivize power companies to produce more energy during extreme weather. The plan, which will first be considered by lawmakers, will mean higher energy bills for consumers.
Another infant is dropped off at a government-run safe haven location. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Kentucky seeing its first infant anonymously dropped off at one of its baby box safe surrender locations. That child dropped off recently at a Bowling Green Fire Department location where department members tended to the infant in less than 90 seconds. That child, now the 24th in the country to be surrendered so far at one of more than 130 baby boxes and drawers set up across 9 states by the Safe Haven Baby Boxes Group. Kentucky law allowing the use of baby boxes for children less than 30 days old at police stations, fire stations, or hospitals that are staffed 24 hours a day.
Rock group U2 returning to the stage later this year in Las Vegas without their injured drummer, Larry Mullen. The shows will center around the band's 1991 album, Achtung Baby, and will open a new venue, MSG Sphere. In more music news, Trugoy the Dove, one of the founding members of the Long Island hip-hop trio De La Soul, has died at the age of 54. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.